E.L. Doctorow is one of the most honored living American writers of fiction. 2 National Book Critics Circle Awards, a National Book Award, a Penn Faulkner Award, the William Dean Howells Medal of the American Academy of Arts and Letters, a National Humanities Medal. His latest work is a slim collection of short fiction appearing under the title Sweet Land Stories. Our reviewer, Alan Chu, says some of the stories are the finest work Doctorow has ever done.
Sweet Land. The title couldn't be any more ironic. Doctorow has given us 5 stories from the heartland of darkness. The first piece in the collection, A House on the Plains, introduces a starkly drawn Chicago mother and son confidence team whose money-making propositions may lead to serial murders. The second story, called Baby Wilson, takes us into the heart of a marriage where the young wife takes to stealing an infant to make it her own. Jolene, a Life, gives us marriages without heart. The young heroine whom we first meet when she's still a foster child marries young, drifts further and further west, divorces, and finally finds some sort of happiness, however small, working for a comic book company in West Hollywood. At one point on her journey westward, Jolene hooks up with a Vegas mobster. And he believed, Doctorow tells us, or pretended to believe her life story, the parts that were made up as well as the parts that were true. We as readers don't have to pretend. We just fall into the stories and let them unfold. As in the fourth one, named after Walter John Harmon, the garage mechanic turned Kansas cult leader. One of his followers, a middle-class husband whose wife has become one of Harmon's concubines, tells of the rise of this new religious order in a tale both exemplary and terrifying. But nothing in the book remains as terrifying as the last piece, Child Dead in the Rose Garden, a deeply subversive story told in flat, investigative tones by a veteran FBI agent named Malloy. His discoveries suggest that the heartland, in all its darkness and light, begins in Washington. The strangest urban landscape he'd ever seen is how Malloy thinks about our capital. Sweet land stories? No, no. As you might expect of the truth, they are at best bittersweet.
The book is Sweet Land Stories by E.L. Doctorow. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.